This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions, talking about the topic of facing a tragic loss, as I did yesterday. How do you cope when the unthinkable happens? Someone dies. And these things happen. You hear stories, and I've heard them constantly, of people who were in their 20s, 30s, and after they retired, suddenly something happens. I did say that we'd take a look at the Bible because there's very moving stories in the Bible about people who've died. And I'm thinking of one now, the story of David's son, Absalom with an M. David was a grieving parent, and we read about this. Absalom had actually plotted to take David's place as the king of Israel. When this rebellion was crushed, he was killed, even though David had ordered his soldiers not to kill him but to take him alive. Because King David knew that Absalom's actions might lead to his death, but that, of course, didn't lessen his grief. 2 Samuel 18, you read, "The king," that's David, "was deeply moved. He went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, 'O my son Absalom, my son, would I have died instead of you, Absalom, my son?'" Now, it's like one thing to read it, but the feeling of that moment when the king just was grief-stricken over the loss of his son. And that was the cry, I guess, of every grieving parent, no matter how unexpected or predictable, perhaps due to disease or cancer, something like that. Death actually shakes us to the core. So don't feel guilty or embarrassed if you have to face the news and you're just not ready for it. There's no way to be ready for this sort of horrible news. Do you know that death was not part of God's original plan? And one reason death's so hard to accept and understand, it's completely out of step with the life that God planned for the world. It was the Apostle Paul who called death an enemy there in 1 Corinthians 15. Death is the enemy of everything that's good and beautiful about life. The great Protestant reformer Martin Luther actually lost his son, and his wife Katie was just exasperated at how Martin Luther was coping, and she shouted at him, "Where was God when our son died?" And Martin replied, "The same place he was when his son died. He was there watching and weeping." And often a grieving person feels this guilt. If only I had done this or that, this might not have happened. He or she might still be alive. And sometimes this awful thought creeps into our heads. Maybe I wonder, is God punishing me for that? But let me say, God does not do that. The great preacher in Atlanta by the name of Pierce Harris lost his wife, Mary, in a very awful automobile car accident. And a few months later, a man wrote to Dr. Harris and said, "I hope your terrible loss will not destroy your faith." And Dr. Harris was a little bit astounded at this note and felt like saying, "Haven't I lost enough already without throwing away my faith? Why should I cast aside the only hope that keeps me going, my hope in God?" So how wonderful it would be if we could get to the stage in life, and this is a big thing to ask you, but I want you to listen. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, whether it's good or bad, but with God's help, I can cope with anything. Now, wow, wouldn't it be a fantastic thing if we could say that? Well, listen to what Paul said, St. Paul. "All things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." That's Romans 8, verse 28. Verse from the Bible that's often quoted. Paul did not say that everything's good, lots of awful things happen, but anything that is turned over to God in faith can be used, if you like, as raw material for his purposes. God can use whatever he wants. So whatever has been your loss, I hope these guidelines might help you to walk through grief. There is no way to avoid grief, but there is one, an unseen one, who walks with you. His name is Jesus, because he is the Good Shepherd, the one who said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." There's an old hymn that says, "When answers are not enough, there is Jesus. He is more than just an answer to your prayers. And your heart will find a safe and peaceful refuge. When answers are not enough, he is there." Heavenly Father, through the tough and the difficult times of grief, thank you that you're there holding my hand. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.